Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
What universities tell you, and that, you know, you make a CV and you apply and you just make some connections in alumni association, and that did not work at all for me. I would apply on job after job and nothing, complete silence, no feedback, nothing.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Sam Kamani. Now, get this. Sam is a serial entrepreneur, and right now he's working on something called Ensider, which is a gamified trading platform. Pretty cool stuff. But Sam also struggled to find work early in his career. I'm sure we can all relate, but I mean, this was pretty bad. That's coming up after the break. Broken Bulbs is part of a whole family of projects produced by Mecco Radio. If you visit meccoradio.com, you'll find a whole bunch of podcasts just waiting to be listened to. Do you like fiction? The new Open Books with Claire might be your thing. In its pilot season, you can join Claire Oster and her guest co-hosts as they dive into the characters of the books she loves. You can find Open Books with Claire on meccoradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, on to the show. Sam Kamani, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk about applying for hundreds of jobs and getting rejected from hundreds of jobs. Would you mind filling me in on what that continuous experience has been like for you?
Absolutely, I would. But before I get into that, I would like to share why it was that hard and that challenging for me, so people get a background of where I'm coming from. So I grew up in India. And I studied computer science, and then I immigrated to New Zealand, or as I came to New Zealand as an international student to study in university here in New Zealand. So I did my study here. After finishing my education, I thought, cool, I'll now go and find a job that is relevant to my education, that is relevant to the culture that now I associate more with. Went out, tried to do that. Super unsuccessful. Most places would not even reply that they have received my CV or that they are going to consider it. They're going to keep it on the file. Just completely ghosted me. And I know why they did that. And that is something that most immigrants face as well. That's why you would see immigrants who are trained as doctors and engineers driving cabs and doing small odd jobs. That is because I did not have something called permanent residency, which is like a green card. So it's like a chicken and egg situation where you need the residency to get a job, and you need a job to get residency. So it's sort of a catch-22. I could not get out of it. So I started doing what everyone does, started doing all sorts of odd jobs to survive until I could get my foot in the door. But during that time, I kept educating myself, improving myself, working out on all sorts of technical skills, improving my abilities, and started networking. So coming back to the failure, initially, what I thought that, you know, what universities tell you, and that, you know, you make a CV and you apply and you just make some connections in alumni association, and that did not work at all for me. I would apply on job after job and nothing, complete silence, no feedback, nothing. So it is very, very heartbreaking and very challenging when you're going through that, because as a student, you start not with zero, you start with a negative balance, and then your student loan keeps growing. And I'm sure a lot of people all around US or all around the world, students go through the same experience, and especially after this COVID-19 thing and all that. So you have to face that, you have to face all the other responsibilities and everything, and then stare into it that, okay, there's be another 10 jobs that you applied for and you tried to, you know, customize your CV and your covering letter or your resume and covering letter for that job and still nothing. So what worked in the end was me going out and building my personal networks. And it all comes back down to people. And there is this theme throughout my career that I have learned. It is all about the people.
And so you overcame it by building your network, but I'm curious, what were the things that you did to build your network in the first place?
It is not easy as a newcomer to build your network. So say if you went to France or Germany and somewhere which is complete, or Japan or Korea, completely foreign and completely different, to go out and start building your network. So what I thought was, okay, what are the things I want to improve, and also how I want to enjoy my life more? So I started building my network by going to Toastmasters Club so I can, you know, make some connections there. Then I looked at, back in those days, this is 2002, 2003, I'm talking about, there was no meetup.com or any platform like that. There was no Facebook, there was no YouTube, there was no online learning. I used to go and spend evenings in libraries. And back in those days, there used to be something called bookstores. I don't know if anyone remembers, like Borders and Barnes and Nobles. I think Barnes and Nobles is still there in US, but not here anymore. We had Borders and those sort of lots of different bookstore chains, and there'd be like a coffee shop in it. I'd go and read books there, and that's how I'd improve my skills. But coming back to the networks, I joined Toastmasters, and then I looked at any business association there in the city, and there are so many. Of course, there are other clubs as well, like Lions and Rotary and all that. I didn't join those here because the members in those clubs here in New Zealand, they were all like 80 years and over. So you had to look for something that's relevant. So there were lots of business events and things that I would go to. And especially a lot of them have discounted entries or free entries for students and all that. So I did that. The other things I did, like, you know, just church groups and things, then volunteer. So I would find opportunities to volunteer and help out. And then I had studied computer science and marketing. So I looked at, where is computer science and marketing merging? And that area is digital marketing, as you very well know from your background in digital marketing. So you need some tech skills, and you need some like data skills and all that, plus as well as you need marketing and sales skills. So I had both of those. That's what I had studied in university and all that. So I thought the best way to do is go to a few businesses and volunteer to help them grow their business or help them out. And that is what led to me owning my first business. That's how. And then the word of mouth started to spread that this guy is really good in tech and making companies go online. Because back then, everyone wanted to go online in 2005, 2006. But most businesses didn't know how to go online. I mean, this is a completely different age. It's hard for people to think. In 2004, only 1% of all the commerce was done online. So most of it, 99%, was just done on retail. So, but some smart businesses knew that they needed to go online, and they could see. Of course, some were dinosaurs and believed that, oh, no, the offline would ever always exist and people will always go. No one will ever buy shoes or clothes online because they cannot try them on and all that. But some people knew that, okay, online will take over. And those were the kind of people I went out and helped. And they talked to their friends that, hey, this guy's really good. And then that's how I found a business that I could grow. And they needed a succession plan. They needed someone to come and take it over. So that's what I could deliver to them. Not only grow, give them a much higher return, as well as take over the years as they retire. So, yep, that's kind of how that led to building my networks.
I love that. And I think I see kind of a pattern of, you go out and you find people, you meet people, and then not only do you meet them, right? Your network isn't just people that you've met, but it becomes people that you've helped, and you find ways to help them. So maybe to kind of wrap up this conversation on this failure, what do you think, in one sentence, is the best advice that you can offer people from here?
That is a very good question. There is a saying in Maori, which is the original language of New Zealand. They were the first settlers in New Zealand hundreds of years ago. And there, that saying is, I'll translate it in English. That is, what is the most important thing of all? And the answer is, it's the people. So, focus on people. It's like when you go somewhere overseas and you take hundreds of pictures, go traveling with your friends, and then you take, or family or whatever, hundreds and hundreds of pictures of scenery or whatever, and then after a while no one looks at them, but the images of people are still like cherished because it is the people. So focus on people, focus on helping people, and that's all you need to worry about. Even if you are an introvert, you would still enjoy the company of the people that you love. So find those people that you can enjoy the company of. So, and it's not all about quantity. It is also about quantity, because you just need that one or two people who can give you that chance. So build meaningful relationships. Focus on that if you're an introvert. But if you're an extrovert, you get re-energized anyway from meeting and talking with people. So go out and, make most of your skills.
I love that. I think that is really important. I love that message of it's the people. Of course, we finish each episode with that one bulb, that one idea, the 1,000th try that is working for you now. So feel free to brag a little bit, plug everything you've got to plug, and let me know what is working for you now, Sam.
There are a few different things that are working for me. The latest thing that I am doing right now is my new podcast, Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani, where I interview founders and entrepreneurs who have successfully managed to raise funding, or I interview investors who invest in those sort of founders. So how this came about is I used to talk with lots of founders. I still do, because of my business in software development. Founders reach out to me. And since I'm an author of a book on tech startups and building a minimum viable product really fast, really cheap, so I get three or four founders reaching out to me every single day on LinkedIn on, hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? One of the most common questions was, how do I raise funding? I've got an idea. What do I do? How do I build it? So I thought, why don't I go and ask successful founders? They can educate the people who are just starting out and who need advice in that. So if you are looking for funding to build something, then this is the podcast for you to listen. It's called Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani. So it's on every platform. I started about 4 weeks ago. Check it out. I've got some really interesting people, investors, VCs, and really successful founders who have managed to build something out of absolutely nothing.
Perfect. Well, Sam Kamani, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I love what Sam said about the people, the people, the people. Networking doesn't have to be gross. We just have to focus on helping people, giving, rather than taking. Special thank you to Sam Kamani for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of Sam's work in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork was by Bethany Gustafson, and the music in this episode is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.